IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. You are listening to the program Viewpoints. Please accept our condolences on the arrival of the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his faithful companions. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Habib.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the lessons that the non-Muslims can take from the personality of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And we know that in the Islamic history, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam as a special character has influenced the non-Muslims too. The processions, the morning processions and the gathering that are done all across the world has attracted so many people. So the first question that comes to their mind is, who is Hussein and what was his message? Brother Habib, bless us all with you.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. There's two important things that I want to state before going into it. The first thing is that we have to understand the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There are two, you know, main theories about the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. How did Imam Hussein alayhi salam end up in Karbala? Was his movement for political cases, to do a revolt, a revolution, like how some believe? Or was it because of the zalima, the oppression of Bani Umayyah on Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that made him flee Medina out of fear of being killed and his family being killed, made him flee Mecca because he knew he was going to be killed, and then tried to go to Kufa for a safe place and was taken to Karbala as a prisoner, you could call it, by the army of Al-Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. And of course, there's always the ghaybi part, where Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he had knowledge about his death. Inna Allah sha'a an yarani qatila wa sha'a an yarani sa'i sabaya. That's something that he knew, he had in his knowledge.
He knew it in advance.
It was written in the books, fi alam al-dhar. It was written, it was known in the it was known that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was going to be killed on the 10th of Muharram.
Okay.
So that's one thing, to understand the way you read the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam affects how the lessons you take. The second thing is that to know that the fact that the Shias, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they have this strong connection with Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yes.
That's something that Imam Hussein alayhi salam brings. It's because of his oppression, the way that he was killed, and what he stood for, really just, you know, brings and drags the Shias, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, to have this, you know, connection with him. Whenever they want to cry, they feel sad, they cry and feel sad for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Even to this, whenever they're in the most happiest parts of their life, I don't care if their child is being brought, they have bought their dream house, they're in their marriage. If you bring up the story and memory of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, their tears were shed, and they will feel like life is tasteless, even in the best moment in their lives.
Yes.
It brings them and crushes them down to that point. We have this with also Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. In Baghdad, the Shia used to move to Baghdad so they could be neighbors with Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. And still this day, people in Kadhimiyyah tell them, leave Kadhimiyyah, and why don't you leave Kadhimiyyah? I'm neighbors with Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. I feel this, you know, this harmony, this peace, Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, this specific thing. So these are two important points that we have to keep in mind when we talk about what to take lessons from Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the successor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. وَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ. We had a role model in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. In what virtues? Any virtues in your life you could take from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So that's just a general answer.
Yes, that's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Habib Sheikh Rouhani. The question is that the lessons that the non-Muslims especially can take from the personality of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Although we know that there are still so many Muslims in the Muslim Ummah that do not have any information about the true message of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And sometimes the strangers, I mean the non-Muslims, overtake the Muslims in this field. Why? What is the reason?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think one of the very great lessons that nowadays Muslims and non-Muslims can take from Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam in this modern time by the help of technology is this, that Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam nowadays attract the attentions of millions of people towards himself. And this is a very serious question, that why do million and numberless people gather on the day of Arba'een, before the day of Arba'een, in that small city of Karbala, millions of people?
Yes.
I think by the help of nowadays technology and media, mass media, the people can see it is visible for all Muslims and non-Muslims. Non-Muslims at least should ask themselves that why do these people are going to this place, commemorating an event that took place more than 1,000 years back?
Yes.
So what is, well, there must be something behind this, let's say, gathering of the people.
Yes.
This is one of the great lessons that Imam Hussein al-Islam nowadays teaching us. That, okay, in different times, in different eras and historical periods, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala light, a light in the world, in the universe.
Yes.
For example, Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was a light at that time.
Yes.
Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at his time. But Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam was again a light.
Yes.
After the demise of the Holy Prophet. Because what happened in Ashura and in the battlefield of Karbala, it was categorically and completely opposed to the teachings of Islam. There was a deviation in the Islamic teachings and doctrines.
Yes.
When Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam was martyred, his martyrdom was a light.
Yes.
It's like a sun that is shining in the history of the world.
Especially
of
the light in the history of humanity.
Of course, yeah. Okay. That's what I mean. Okay. So that's why when non-Muslims refer to Islam by the teachings and readings of Amawids and Abbasids, they see something really strange.
Yes.
That was these things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preaching. But when it comes to the Ahlul Bayt, we see that love and hope is there.
Yes.
The only thing that Ahlul Bayt have had in the history, that is hope of Ummah to them. This is what they had.
Okay.
You know, the A'imma alayhim salatu wasalam, all of them were oppressed, were under the pressures, were under the control.
Yes.
And they did not have any chance to spread their teachings. Even Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, even at that time, they had lots of problems.
Yes.
Lots of challenges.
Yes.
But what remained in the history of Islam, what we have nowadays is the true teachings of Islam is by the hub of Ummah to these people.
Yes.
And this Arba'een is the manifestation of the real hub of mankind to these people.
That's right.
That is the lesson. That is at least one of the big questions, the biggest questions should come to our mind. Makes no difference whether you are Muslims or non-Muslims.
Yes.
But what's going on there?
That's right.
What's happening?
That's why, for example, every year during the Arba'een procession, even on the day of Taswa and Ashura, we could see so many Christians are attending the procession and the walking.
Yeah.
Once one of these Christians, I mean the priests and the fathers who came to the Arba'een procession, was asked by a Muslim reporter that, "Are you a Muslim?" He said, "No, I'm a Christian." He said, "Is your prophet Prophet Muhammad?" He said, "No, my prophet is not Muhammad. Jesus Christ is my prophet. Prophet Muhammad is your prophet. So why do you walk on Arba'een?" He said, "Muhammad is for you, but Imam Hussein is for all."
No, no, no.
This was the answer by a Christian. He even specified Prophet Muhammad to a minority, but Imam Hussein to all the humanity, okay? These human aspects of the tragedy of Karbala really attracted so many people. And the message, the pure message that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had on that day, Brother Habib.
One of the factors that really, you know, drives human beings to get attached with the Imam Hussein alayhi salam story.
Yes.
Is the fact that every human being, whether they like it or not, love justice in society.
Very
if you leave out your desires, leave out your personal gains, you as a human being, you and your intellect, you and your mind, you will reach to the state. Al-adlu hasn. Wal-dhulmu qabih. Justice is good, and trying to oppression is bad.
Yes.
When you look at what happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the first question that pops up to your mind when you hear about at-tifl al-radi'a,
yes,
a thirsty baby, was answered by an arrow. Not any arrow, a three-headed arrow.
Yes.
The first question that will come up to your mind is, why? Why? Why such an action? When you hear that he was beheaded and finished and Imam Hussein alayhi salam was finished, why continue to stomp on the horses? Because there are two narrations that he was stomped before his death.
Yes.
As in Ziyar al-Nahiyah.
Yes.
And he was also stomped before his death.
Yes.
Why? You killed him. You finished. All right. Why? This why opens up doors. Why did he go to Karbala in the first place? How did he end up there? How did he end up thirsty? How did he treat the thirsty people himself? How did he give water in the Khashab or the Jashab?
Yes, yes, yes. Just one station before reaching Karbala.
Yes, yes. He gave water to the army of Jaysh al-Hur.
Yes.
And the adab, the ethics of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When al-Hur was drinking water, the water was falling down because it was the bottle he
there was
drinking
a leak.
From.
Yes.
There was a leak. Imam Hussein told him to fix the leak. Put your hand on the leak. So he was so thirsty, he wasn't paying attention. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself came and put his hand.
Oh.
So he could help him drink water. And how did he return the favor? This opens again, why? Why did he leave Mecca? Why did he enter Mecca? Why did he leave Medina? Why didn't he do bay'ah to Yazid? Why didn't he do bay'ah to Muawiyah? Why did Muawiyah fight Amir al-Mu'mineen? Why did Amir al-Mu'mineen get in a fight with Muawiyah? How did Muawiyah get into the rule? Why did Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam stay away from the throne? How? And then you reach to this point.
Yes.
Oppression. There is no justice. Oppression, the oppression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to be emulated or defeated and demolished and everything, still rose, was able to rise. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was a victim of that oppression. So that really just brings in people, that really just drags in people. It's a humanity case, you know, when you see someone oppressed, you want to defend them. Why? Because like how we stated, justice is good.
Yes.
It's in our innate, it's in our minds, it's in our intellect.
Okay.
And that's just like a philosophical way of, you know, dragging things together.
Yes. And in today's world, you still think it would be helpful
to bring up such cases, the virtues of oppression and whatnot. Zaman al-Ghaybah al-Imam al-Mahdi, I think that it's a very detailed topic.
Yes.
And we could see that Al-Da'im alayhum as-salam did not state what happened to Sayyidah Zahra alayhi as-salam in details as they did with Imam Hussein. As well, they did not go into details about what happened to their women.
Yes.
This is because of the ghira, the jealousy that they have about their women. And that's just a different topic by itself.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, there must be details of what we bring up about Madrasat Karbala, the school of Karbala, how the companions stuck with Imam Hussein.
Uh-huh.
That's another way to look at
the story of Karbala. That's right.
Exactly. Okay. The faithfulness of the companions.
Yes.
The Christians who turned into Muslims because of the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And altogether, just the bravery, you know, the characteristics, these attributes that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had when he was fighting for what he saw was right, when he was defending himself.
Yes.
How did he defend himself?
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, like how we talked about the first and second theory, it doesn't matter. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was defending himself. How did he defend himself?
Yes.
How did he talk? Why did he talk? What was he defending? Why were they attacking him? These are, you know, lights.
Yes.
Lights and that lead you to doors. And these doors are like cities filled with knowledge.
That's all right. Thank you very much. Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, your final remarks.
Yes, one of the other lessons that we can take nowadays from Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam was that Imam Hussein revived the moral and ethical teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a way that he treated even his enemies on the day of Ashura. Once he called upon their enemies, his enemies, that, oh, people of Kufa, if you are not Muslims, at least you are free people. You are
be
human.
Free people.
Be free people. Mm-hmm. Be human. You know, when he refers to these universal values, because morality or ethical values are kind of universal values, that's why he refers to this, that, okay, even if you are not Muslim, you have to be free people. You have to be free human.
Mm-hmm.
That is why it seems that at the time of Imam Hussein, you see, these moral and ethical teachings and doctrines of Islam was forgotten.
That's right.
By the majority of Muslim people.
Okay.
And that's why Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, in all his life, he tried his best to revive these moral and ethical teachings of Islam.
But this time, the method of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was very much different, through sacrificing everything. Because we have not such a case at all during the history of the world that a person sacrifices everything. I mean, his Facebook companions, his babies on the way, his brother,
his son. You're calling it sacrificing. I might disagree with you with the word sacrifice. I would say that he lost everything.
Uh-huh.
Everything was taken away from him.
Okay.
Why? Simply because he was the son of Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. That's my understanding of it.
No,
it goes back to that, you know, understanding the theory and the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And really, that's really important. That's why I said it's very important to understand what's the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and how we could learn from it.
That's all right. Thank you much, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani, for your presence in the program Viewpoints, talking about the lessons that the non-Muslims can take from the personality of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi aman Allah. Assalamu alaikum, ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا